Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, it is November and we are still talking Stratford Festival because we have shows that have been extended, but they are wrapping up really, really soon.
Yeah, we still have 20 degree temperatures out there, so why not have shows too?
Yeah, it's been like summertime.
We have 8 more performances of Something Rotten. And 6 more performances of La Cage aux Folles. So I know personally, I am looking at the calendar and trying to find days when I can get tickets and get in to see each of those shows at least one more time, because I don't really want to say goodbye to them. They are so beautiful and so much fun.
I think that's a really good point. We don't really want to say goodbye to these shows, because I'm still seeing, my goodness, on social media and Facebook, folks checking out the shows with La Cage and Something Rotten and just loving it.
Oh, such wonderful performances. I really have to see Steve Ross sing I Am What I Am one more time before the season's out. Maybe twice.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to miss it. And Something Rotten, I did go to the show just the other day, and I laughed just as much on this maybe 10th time that I've seen it as I did the first time. It is so funny. So good. Every single performance is just outstanding. I don't want to not hear it going on every other day at work.
Yeah, so again, be sure to get your tickets if you want to go. It is not too late, but there's only so many, just a handful of performances left for La Cage and for Something Rotten with StraffordFestival.ca. And check out the flash sale and see if you can get some discounts on that. And we've got tickets on sales for members starting next week. Is that right?
That's right, we do. So I think people should have started to receive the early ordering guide if they are members of the festival. And so they've had a chance to see the beautiful shows that we're having next year and the incredible photography that's been taken for them. And, starting on Sunday, depending what level of membership you have, you can buy your tickets for 2025. And then on December 16th, we go on sale to the general public. So one thing I've been doing lately, which I don't usually do too much in advance in my life. I'm a pretty last-minute person. But I've been trying to get some Christmas shopping out of the way. So I will suggest that if you want to buy a certain performance for anybody on your list, December 16th is the first day that you can get actual tickets for them if you're not a member. But you can also, of course, buy a gift certificate, and they're packaged quite nicely.
Yeah, that's a great idea, especially now that we're into November. I mean, we're talking Christmas shopping, so that's a great idea.
Actually, I suppose I should have waited until after next Monday to talk about it, but I'll slip it in. And, of course, the theater store, a great place to go to get some wonderful gifts as well.
Oh, for sure. And it is great that membership guide that's out now. It's great to see the cast members with the shows that we've talked about, certainly for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Great to see some of the cast members for that.
Oh, it's fun to go through. Yeah, we aren't normally as, all cast as we are this year, very early. Everything is done. We really are making an attempt to get out into the marketplace early with, now, it's great to get out there with titles and directors, which we usually are able to do pretty early, but we know that people come to Stratford to see the actors doing these performances. So we made a real effort to get as many actors as possible cast early and into the shows, into the photography, into the programs, into the photography, so people know exactly what they're going to come and see. And I think it's been really successful. So let's see how the on-sale period goes. I've been looking a lot at numbers lately, of course, and we, it's always surprising how many people the Stratford Festival brings into Stratford. You know, between 400,000 and 500,000 people every year. And as I was noodling around with the numbers this week, I was able to figure out, I think, and I haven't done my final figuring on it, but I think 10,000 people came to see Something Rotten more than once.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I think about 200 people came to see Something Rotten seven or more times.
Oh, my gosh. I can believe it. I can totally believe it. It was just one of those hit shows that people enjoyed seeing again and again.
Yeah, well, it just never gets old. The jokes are so funny, and they're so fresh, and it's not something we've seen before that we can... layer on those opportunities to watch.
Yeah, exactly. So again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. As we look ahead to the next season for 2025, as we mentioned, if you haven't got your membership guide, you can check out all the cast listings, all of the photos available at stratfordfestival.ca, like Jonathan Goad in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We got Tom McCamus and Macbeth, and of course, Dan Shamroy and Annie.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season. And, you know, if you do want to order early and you're not a member, it's only $75. There are, of course, lots of other levels of membership if you want to contribute to the Stratford Festival. But for $75, you can become a member. You can get the early ordering guide. You can support something that's so important to our community.
You bet. StratfordFestival.ca. But get your tickets. If you haven't seen Something Rotten, if you haven't seen La Cage, this is your final opportunities coming up, StratfordFestival.ca.
And they close on, La Cage closes November 16th, and Something Rotten closes November 17th. So get out there. Have fun.
StratfordFestival.ca. Ann Swordfeger, thanks so much for this, Ann.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.